This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone. The
Score! This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grody. Bring you 5 topics on their mind today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got 5 on it. Number 1.
On Monday, Bears coach Ben Johnson discussed reaching 11 wins and laid out more potential benchmarks.
Step 2 is we want to win this division. We want to have at least one home playoff game. And then step 3 would be clinching number 1 seed. So there's a lot of things still out there to play for. Our guys know that.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how realistic do you think it is for the Bears to win the NFC North? So that's part 1. And then on a scale of 1 to 10... how would you rate the Bears' chances at clinching a number 1 seed?
What about, why did he talk about the goal of winning the Super Bowl? Why wasn't that added to it? No, it's okay. That's all right. Well, hey, look, considering my skepticism throughout this year, if he wants to keep that off the plate for right now for the public, that's all right with me. I am okay with it. All right, scale of 1 to 10 on winning the division, 9. I'm going to go 9. I'll allow one little point right there just for craziness. We just saw craziness in the NFL. We just saw that on Saturday night along the lakefront. So I will keep it at a 9 right there. In terms of 1 to 10 and clinching the entire NFC, the number 1 seed, I'm going to go chances 4. Maybe
4?
Less. Yeah. The top
4?
Yeah.
Just don't watch the rest of the season if you think it's a 4.
You think higher, lower? I'm not really sure where you're coming from on that.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm going to let you finish. I'm like the MC in the background, like doing the ad-libs, like 4.
Why are you making me doubt myself, man?
Oh, What's up with that? Have conviction in your words, Grody.
He's teaching me. Yeah, that's what I'm at. I feel like the team that they're about to play at San Francisco, who I'm sure the Bears will go toe-to-toe with, I have a hard time at this very moment saying that the Bears are better than and can beat San Francisco on Sunday night. I have a hard time looking at the Rams or the Seahawks and thinking that those teams are lesser than the Chicago Bears right now. One of the Seahawks, 12-3, Rams, 11-4. So I'll stand by it. 4.
All right, I'm going to tackle the first one, which is how realistic do I think that it is for the Bears to win the NFC North? 10.
Okay.
Okay, I think not only do I think the Bears can win one more game to pull that off, but when you look at the heart, right, the heart inside of the teams that are outside of the Bears in the NFC North, The Vikings, no heart. JJ McCarthy, they know what they got over there, no heart.
Is that the Tin Man that didn't have the heart, by the way? Or is that the
Lion?
Scarecrow?
I think it was the Lion.
The Lion. Yeah.
When I look at the Detroit Lions, speaking of, this is a team that most people, they didn't take into account as much losing Aaron Glenn, losing Ben Johnson, what that would do to that team. You can run the same offense, but it's not the same guy calling the plays at the same time. And it's affecting them. And they're a product of their schedule, right? They have played some really difficult teams. The Packers, did you hear them in the locker room after the Bears game?
Defeated.
We had it. Totally. We dominated. It was like you're talking to your little brother after beating him in a basketball game. He's like, oh, I was there. I was dominating you the whole time. You just beat me at the end. It's like, no, dude, we had it. It's good. We took your heart. And so I think the Bears, one way or the other, whether it's another team losing or the Bears winning, they will get the NFC North. And then how confident in that number one seed?
What?
8.5, 9? 8.5, 9?
The top seed?
Listen, the Bears to win out, it says how realistic. It's real in my brain.
Okay.
That the Bears can go, the game that I'm going to, they can beat the Niners. And then they could beat the Lions, who, not that they can't or that they're not going to play hard. It's just, like I said, their heart is gone. And then when you're looking at the other teams, the Niners got to play Seattle. That's going to be a tough game on either side. And if we beat the Niners, right, and then San Fran goes and beats Seattle, then we'll be tied with everybody, and then we get the tiebreaker. And then, and by we, I mean the Bears. And then the Bears get to be put in that position.
You have a great heart. You know that? You really do.
You know what?
You're like, and I'm getting confirmation right now. I'm being told the Tin Man wanted a heart. Remember they put the heart necklace around him?
Oh, the Lion wanted courage?
Yeah, the Lion wanted courage. The Scarecrow wanted a brain. Was there a clown in that group, too?
It must have been me.
Yeah. It
must have been me.
Number two.
Bears quarterback Caleb Williams has the sixth highest odds to win NFL MVP, currently at plus 10,000, so spend your money wisely. But what would you say he has to do to be deserving of the MVP?
I mean, can he have two Brock Purdy performances in a row against the Niners and the Lions? I mean, it'd have to be something that spectacular where now you're throwing for over 300 yards. You're having not just two, you'd have to have four or five, and then you'd have to dominate both teams. It's not likely at all. So I'd say, I mean, but what he'd have to do, he'd have to go back to the beginning of the season and perform a little better in order for it to happen.
Yeah, I mean, the body of work is not there for us to start to put Caleb Williams into the conversation of MVP. Like, we could have a debate over Pro Bowl, maybe, but probably not still. Like, I still can't go there. You know, in terms of the learning and the production that is still needed from Caleb Williams. It's very good. Like, you see the difference is night and day from last year. The fourth quarter stuff is absolutely special, but there are still things that have to be cleaned up and tightened up before we could start to have that. I mean, are we even ready to have the Pro Bowl conference? Probably not, right?
Probably
not.
We're
not even there yet.
I mean, even when you're looking at the...
We have skipped a step on this program.
Even when you're looking at the seven teams that right now are in the playoffs in the NFC and look at all those quarterbacks, I mean, Caleb wouldn't be top 3-4.
Yeah. Texter says Caleb will get some top 5 MVP votes, and that's progress. Hey, like, I'm not going to be mad at it and push back and fire that down, because, like, some people will look at it and say that, like, outside of our Bears bubble where we see all, sometimes the bigger picture can shine through as well. And the bigger picture is Caleb Williams has won games for you this year. You've won games because of the quarterback.
Yeah, I think Ben Johnson might get more MVP votes than Caleb Williams.
For sure.
I think that might be the case.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. Like, it's Ben Johnson's world, but the quarterback.
But next year,
yeah,
next year, it's not going to be plus 10,000, I'll tell you that.
I hated that I did this, but you brought it up. I do think about next year already, and I'm already thinking about camp and thinking about the authority that I'm guessing Caleb Williams is going to feel in a good way when that camp begins.
Oh my gosh, don't you remember week one of the season as Caleb approached the line of scrimmage? He knew where everyone was supposed to be at. He had a different level of confidence because it was year two. Imagine year two of this offense.
Right.
He's going
to
be.
And there won't be stuff that you have to, because there was pre-snap issues, and this is part of the issues early on. The pre-snap stuff was bad early in the season. A lot of it was because of Caleb and cadence and all of that kind of stuff and indecisiveness. And still, the early game stuff has been a problem throughout the year, and we're, you know, going away at various times. So we know the full body here does not say MVP yet, but if people are starting to see the special and that's what forces them or provokes them to want to, like, oh, that's an MVP right there, I get it.
You heard it here first, not 670 The Score. Mark Grody predicting MVP for Caleb Williams next year.
You know, that would not be the worst thing that you have mischaracterized me for. Like, I could live with that down the road. Like, if you actually had slandered me.
You?
Well, you know, through the years, there's been a lot of slander, I would have to say. You know, on the air and off the air.
Five on it. Number three.
This is 5 on it on 670 The Score with Mark Grody and Gabe Ramirez. The Reds have reportedly re-engaged in talks with the White Sox about Luis Robert Jr. Now that the Sox have signed Japanese slugger Munetaka Murakami, do you believe the club will move on from Robert this offseason?
Yeah, I still think that will be the move. It's tempting to think about it because, yeah, like, if you're rebuilding something, which the White Sox clearly are doing, and you have this piece of Munetaka Murakami, if you don't, the 24-year-old power hitter from Japan, a guy who once hit 56 home runs in Tokyo, like, it feels good to want to combine and think about the Luis Robert possibilities. But guess what? Two things. It's just not going to happen for Luis Robert. As good as he had a couple of seasons where he popped, it's just always going to be disappointing for him. He might have a season like here or there where, okay, he realizes his potential, but there's always going to, he's just one of these guys to a lesser degree than Eloy Jimenez who just, like, bad things follow, I think, and he doesn't feel like a guy who's ever going to live up to the enormous potential. And at some point in time, I think there is something symbolic about completely breaking ties with what was a previous regime and a previous core for the White Sox.
Yeah, when you look at Luis Robert Jr., you know, last two seasons, batting 223, 224, respectively, and I think to your point, Grody, right, there was this conversation surrounding Luis Robert Jr. where he was supposed to be this five-tool MVP-type caliber player. So anything short of that is going to be a disappointment in the city of Chicago when you're looking at Luis Robert Jr. Look, you would love to keep him in the lineup, La Pantera. It's like one of the best nicknames in all of baseball. And you would love to see that potential blossom right here before our eyes, you know, in the city, especially when the team is getting better. But the White Sox do have Braden Montgomery, a young guy that can play center field, that obviously they're anticipating his call up over the next year or two. And, you know, you do want to give somebody else a chance and what you're going to get in return. Listen, if you want, over the last couple of years, there's been maybe only one team that's wanted Luis Robert Jr. But, you know, if you want a good return, you got to have two, right? You need to have some sort of bidding war. And I think that's where you're at right now. Whether it is the Reds, whether it's the Red Sox, you've seen a couple other teams come knocking on the door for Luis Robert Jr.'s services. So it was a good move by the White Sox to pick up the option for 20 million, excuse me, for this year. And because, again, they might be moving on from guys that only have 1 year contracts.
Sean Newcomb. Five
on it. Number four.
Tonight, the Bulls are in Cleveland to take on the Cavs. Pre-game coverage begins. Actually, they're in Atlanta. So that's not exactly right.
What?
Atlanta. I'm just realizing. So let's redo this, shall we? 3, 2, 1. Yeah. Tonight, Atlanta.
Okay.
Welcome to Atlanta, where the players play. Hey, they'll start playing with Bill and Chuck at 6:15. That's the pregame. Tip off at 6:30. Be here for it right here on The Score. Shout out to Alyssa Bergamini as well.
Ah, Bergs.
That's right.
Shout out to Bergs.
Here's our question. The Bulls earned back-to-back wins against the Cavaliers and Hawks because we got back-to-back Hawks games here. Are you seeing any legit signs of progress from Josh Giddey and company?
Progress, we'll get to that in just a second. Where I love to watch the Bulls, though, you know, when I'm on the road, I'm always tapped in here, 670 to score, as you mentioned, Chuck, Bill, Alyssa. But you guys know I'm on CHSN, so it comes on afterwards. So it's a great place to catch the games, by the way. You know, Cam Smith, Kendall Gill, they do a great job on pregame as well. But this season, I mean, look, it is Blackhawks and Bulls season on Chicago Sports Network. And if you visit subscribe.chsn.com, you can sign up right now for your 7-day free trial so you can check it all out. It's part of their all-access plan, over 300 live games per year. Chicago Sports Network, your home stream advantage. And, of course, you can check me out, Chicago Lead, David Hall, Ruthie Polinsky, and all that. Now, the Chicago Bulls, I mean, damn, they gave up 150 points against Atlanta. No Kristaps Porzingis. The Bulls' offense was working well. I think when you say progress, they're back healthy a little bit. Trey Jones is back. Obviously, Giddey playing well. Kobe White back in the mix, trying to get Ayo back with his thumb issue. When the Bulls are all there, everyone understands their role. And I think that's what's important. After they won those first six games, people started to get injured. Kobe White was coming back. No one had a role. Trey Jones was out. And so everybody was doing too much to try to right the ship. And I think that's where things went haywire. Now that everyone's back, not to say that all of a sudden they're going to be, you know, world beaters, but if you know who you are and you play basketball the right way, you are going to pick up some victories. And so it's going to be tough beating any team back to back in the NBA, but they certainly have a chance. Just expect, like, they need Kobe to continue to put up over 25 points is what I say.
And this leads perfectly into the question I have about the Chicago Bulls. Now, 13-15.
Yep.
They have won three straight games. That's why we're asking the question right now about the Bulls. And you mentioned it. What was a fast start that felt like a revelation to a lot of us, because why wouldn't you be cynical about the Chicago Bulls considering what they have done and not done recently? Like, you've earned that. You've earned that. But then I felt like it was strange because we were all very willing to get on that bandwagon and give them the benefit of the doubt and be like, maybe it is different. Maybe this coast-to-coast style, maybe these young Bulls are built for it and they really do have a core. Then the drop-off, and now they make their way back. So I pose another question necessarily have to be gone into in great depth right now.
Gotcha.
And that is, which team is this? They are the two.
Be long-winded, Gabe.
Right? No. Well,
I'm joking.
I still got another question.
I'm joking.
Which version is this? And the worst nightmare in the back of my mind, Gabe, is that are we just heading for another game where the Bulls are eliminated before they even make it into the play-in game? They're eliminated from that for, what, a fourth straight season?
Yeah, and that'd be tough. Be tough pill to swallow, especially when they got some good guys that are coming out. Top three picks, certainly some good ones. I think the Bulls, when they're healthy, they are the team that you saw at the beginning of the season because of their second unit, right? If you're healthy, then your second unit is going to be better than most squads because you are somewhat deep in that sense where you have a bunch of B+, B- guys.
But once you're injured
and you deplete that depth, well, you can no longer compete. Well, you have no advantage against other teams because you have no superstar to lean on.
Thin margin.
Right.
The margins are thin, as usual. So they are going to get eliminated in a play-in game, is what you're saying.
Yes.
That's it.
Welcome to Chicago Bulls basketball.
Next question.
Number five.
See how we figure stuff out when we work together?
It's good.
That's it. Yeah.
We're working together on 5 on it on 670 The Score. Here's our final question. Have you ever or would you ever go skydiving? And I need a reason. I need to hear your reasoning behind your yes or no.
It's an absolute no. I've had a theory in my life even since the days when I was young and, you know, in theory, daring. Anything in life where the result of failure is death, I don't do it. That's my answer to that question.
Fair enough. So at 2:00 today, I'll be walking down the hall and going to B96.
That's right. Killer
where
B.
I've had a long career. And at one point in time, I did a thing called Face Your Fear Friday.
Mm.
And it was throughout the month of October where each host had to do something to face their fear. For me, it was skydiving. So I took my ass out there and I looked like I was about to die. They did a video for you and everything. Literally looked like I was about to die as I'm, because like they're like, all right,
because you could die.
Relax.
That's why.
Relax your body. Here's what they don't tell you about skydiving for those of you that haven't and
that
want
to. That you
can die. Outside of the fact that you can dive, as you're free falling, right? No one tells you what that moment is like when they pull the cord.
Oh, wow.
You hear about the pull cord moment, but what is it like? Well, you're free falling, and first of all, you can't breathe. You have to reteach yourself how to breathe with the air just going inside. Then when they pull the cord, there's like this jolting moment where it like pulls you up and you're not expecting
that.
You don't know what's happening.
You feel like somebody's trying to hurt you.
You've never jumped out of a plane in your life and all of a sudden you're experiencing this. You're thinking to yourself, holy. And then they're like, nah, bro, it's all good. And then you're just like, then it becomes the most beautiful moment ever because you're hundreds of feet above the ground and you're looking at the world in a way that you can never have a vantage point like that again. And then the landing is easy as well. So everything up until that point sucks. But then after that, you're
so good. Did you like it?
No, never did again.
Oh, well.
I always tell people, I say, that's something you just do once.
Oh,
you
know? Yeah.
Like people that are like, I can't wait to go skydiving. Or you get your license. Not my thing.
So I asked this question because I saw an interview with the rapper Redman. Okay. And apparently, this is his new, like, this is his thing that he's been doing for years. Is one of his joys in life. And he said that he's been trying to get other rappers like Snoop Dogg, Lil Wayne to do it, and they're not doing it.
Listen, could you imagine?
Can't get any rappers to do it with them.
People are already paranoid as it is when they smoke some weed. Could you imagine some Redman smoking and jumping out of a bar? Like, with Redman. Like, he's good. He does it a lot.
Yeah, but
he's like, hey, bro, hit this real quick. And then he jumped. Hell no.
What about Method Man? I feel like he'd be more qualified to do it. I feel like he could put together a little Diddy while he was coming down.
Well, don't put Diddy in the middle.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Let's go to Diddy. No Diddy.
Have you seen the documentary, though? For Real Real, the Netflix documentary?
I'm trying to stay away from that.
Are you? You don't want any part of that?
No, I don't want no part of that.
All right. Well, that's it for our 5 on It segment.
Maybe
I'd like to know your opinions on that. But hey, we'll stick to sports. We'll stick to sports right here.
2 o'clock. Come holla at me.
On this program. I will. As you make your way down the hallway just a little bit later on. This is Raheemy Harris and Grody. That is Gabe Ramirez. He is in today. We will be together tomorrow. We have been given one more opportunity to get it right. So tomorrow we will be in here again for Raheemy Harris and Grody. Well, I'm here for myself. I'm always here for myself. But coming up next, let's get back to the Bears. Let's do a little ditty deep dive on DJ Moore. How about that?
You want to do a ditty on DJ Moore?
A little. It's as in a dance.
I don't like this at all.
A dance. Why do you have to go there?
I'm trying to interpret what you're saying.
It's a little act.
Oh, no!
It's a little act, if you will. It's a little ditty. Oh, no, it's another word that we can't use anymore. My God. By the way, there was something from the Monday night game that occurred, too, that really made me angry as a follower of the Bears, and I wonder if other Bears fans felt that as well, so I will bring that to the surface as well next on The Score.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Layla Raheemy, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Do you need a game like that?
Did I need a game?
Yeah.
For what? just in terms of all of us talking about the lack of targets that you've had relative to past years?
I mean, if you say so, will it shut y'all up?
Perhaps.
It ain't gonna shut y'all up. So, I mean, felt good. Always good to score at home, especially twice. And this time I'm not gonna get fined. So, I'm good.
Raheemy Harris and Grody on the score. Gabe Ramirez is in today. Layla and Marshall have the day off. And that was the voice of Bears wide receiver DJ Moore after the Cleveland win with yours truly, Mark Grody. You may know me from such places as the Bears locker room. The Bears, maybe I should have put it, Gabe, as the Bears needed a game like that. The Bears needed DJ Moore, maybe even more than they thought they needed DJ Moore. He may have been underestimated coming into this season, as a matter of fact, because of Roma Dunze. Let me just lay out a couple things here about DJ Moore in terms of the Bears or DJ Moore needing the moments that he has had. He has been terrific and clutch in the last two games. I don't have to go into the details. You know them. But I will go into the details about the last seven games for DJ Moore, which is why he needed what he has been giving the Bears lately. On November 9th, home against the New York Giants, four targets and 0 yards. At Minnesota, one catch and 18 yards. In the Pittsburgh game, not bad, five catches, 64 yards. At Philadelphia, two catches, 17 yards. I know they ran the hell out of the ball. At Green Bay, one catch for negative 4 yards. And then the week up to the Cleveland game, one of the number one focuses of conversation just about everywhere was, why isn't DJ Moore getting the ball? And he has gotten the ball the last 2 weeks, and he has been a difference maker. And it reminds everybody, and maybe people disagree, and Gabe, maybe you disagree, he's still your best wide receiver and probably has been all season. And I understand the need to get Roma Dunze in there because Roma Dunze could turn out to be terrific, and he's a first-round pick, and you have to develop and give lots of targets to Roma Dunze. There's no doubt about it, but it seems strange to me that DJ Moore probably not going to, unless he is just absolutely incredible in these last two games, he's not going to have a 1,000-yard season. 48 catches, 664 yards, and 6 TDs is where he stands right now after 966 yards last year with Caleb, and then in his first year with the Bears, a Justin Fields year, 1,364 yards. And I think what I'm building up to here, Gabe, is that this might be one strike against Ben Johnson this year. And I know he's got other mouths to feed, and Luther Burden has gotten better as well. And you have Olamide Zaccheaus, and you have Colston Loveland, who you got to get the ball to as well. But I just feel like there hasn't been enough force, except for the last couple of weeks, to get the ball into the hands of DJ Moore, who still might be your best player in space when he gets the ball.
DJ Moore is the best receiver on the team, and DJ Moore's presence is the reason why the passing game is able to operate at a high level when it does. I hate listening to Chicago sports media, myself included. And
you're guilty, sir.
When you hear people talk about DJ Moore and people say, oh, you could trade him away and the Bears have other weapons and what's going on, it's like, do you not watch these games? Do you not understand that the reason why Roma Dunze is able to be open is because defenses, excuse me, they're concentrating on DJ Moore? That when it's single safety, he is cheating towards DJ Moore's side, allowing Roan to be open, allowing Luther Burden to then slice over the middle, allowing Colston Love. Like if you take DJ Moore away, then you're allowed to focus on the rest of those players and their productivity. We see it happen in the NFL often, right? Where wide receiver two leaves team A to go to team B because wide receiver two thinks, I'm the man.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go to team B and they realize, no, you were the man because you were a beneficiary of wide receiver A, who was getting all the coverage, the double teams. And then you were allowed to eat at that point. So for me, I'm a huge DJ Moore fan. I get that his targets are down. His receptions are down. I mean, they pale in comparison to years prior. So, but the fact of the matter is Ben Johnson's offense is like that. It is when Caleb Williams, he's not a guy that, like last year where he wants to throw it to Keenan Allen 11 times. He'd rather spread the ball around and read what's happening in front of him.
Right, and that's a good thing. I mean, that is. Like, the idea of looking at five or six receivers in the box score, and more than that, even guys who have caught the ball, whether it's out of the backfield, that's good to see. But You see the explosives from DJ Moore and the difference he makes in the balance of a game. And I'm not saying, like, if he had had more opportunities, these heroics would have occurred. I don't think he's had a 100-yard game this season. Mm-mm. Has he? Mm-mm. I don't believe that DJ Moore has had a 100-yard game. So I just think, in the midst of it all, which we gave the benefit of the doubt to, and maybe it's justified because the benefit of the doubt was because you wanted to get other people the ball, and that was the idea. And Ben Johnson stays up at night trying to think of how he's going to get the ball in everybody's hands. And maybe it's happening. It is obviously happening right on time. And this is what happens in lots of sports. When it is time, when it is winning time, and even the playoffs, benches get a little smaller in basketball, right? Rosters start to shrink in baseball. And in football, you put the ball in the hands of your best players. So maybe the Bears are just right on time with this, but I also feel like there's been some wasted time this year with DJ Moore.
Sounds like what you're saying is less is more.
Oh, yeah.
You see what I did there?
I did see. Yes. I'm just letting it sink in.
I was just trying to.
I'm allowing for what I'm assuming are people.
Sometimes
just,
I try to, like, but I didn't think that hit as hard as I thought it was.
Well, I think people in their cars are just dying right now.
What I'm saying is, you know, you get rid of a Luther Burden and a Roma Dunze, and you allow Ben Johnson to scheme up plays for your number one wide receiver, right? Your biggest weapon on offense. And I had the chance to hear Ben Johnson talking with Jeff Joniak on his podcast. And Ben Johnson talked about just that, that this week DJ Moore was tasked with learning all positions for the wide receivers, where Ajay Walker was just tasked with learning one position, and that they were going to focus more on DJ, and how he was so happy that DJ, you know, showed his grit, because despite being hurt, he was able to come back in, finish that game, because he knew how big of a part of the game plan he was. Now, I am not saying, as you're rolling your eyes in the car, that Bears don't need Roma Dunze and Luther Burden, or I'd prefer DJ Moore.
No, they could
and
be.
Walker. No,
Luther Burden has been one of my favorites to watch.
I think to your point, though, Grody, and that's why I'm curious your thoughts on that. Like, did you feel that way as well? That, you know, you're talking about the productivity of DJ Moore. You mentioned 100 yard games, 97 against the Packers was the highest output of the season. Do you want more of that? Like, you want the percentage of the pie to be more DJ Moore?
I do.
Or do you want it to be spread out
it has been? Look, I know I'm kind of sounds like I'm saying I want it both ways, because of course you want, and not every game has to be like crazy amount of targets to DJ Moore. You just can't have negative games. You can't have games where you're not throwing his way because you have Luther Burden and the rest of these guys are, you know, Olamide Zaccheaus, the texters are throwing that name in there too. And these guys are all good, but it's okay if one guy is the guy that you target the most because he can make the best plays. And that's what I still think DJ Moore is, despite the obvious progress that Roma Dunze has made and we all want him to make.
And it's interesting because, you know, Caleb Williams has played with top-tier receivers before, right? Jordan Addison was his teammate at USC, got him the ball a ton. And you would assume that, you know, he understands this is my best chance. But when you have a talented team like the Bears, right, Colston Loveland has come on as of late, despite my hating on him in the beginning of the season. Uh-huh. Right, he has come on as of late to be a sure-handed weapon for Caleb Williams. When you're looking at Roma Dunze, they have their own personal relationship. Luther Burden is electrifying when he has the ball in his hands. So I can see where if you're Caleb Williams rolling out to your right, you don't need to force the ball to DJ Moore. When every guy in the progression can, you know,
100%, 100%. But he is just. Here's the way I'd like to put it. You just have to find ways to, no matter what, find ways to get the ball in his hands throughout the game. There's no excuse for him having zero target. And there was a game, too, where Roma Dunze had...
The game after that.
Big old, was it the game after that?
The game after that.
Big old zeros. That's probably worth looking more deeply into as well. But the point stands with DJ. A few texts coming in here in regards to that. 630 Grody, when is DJ going to be on TTN? Or did he take the North podcast? Thanks for asking that. I did ask DJ Moore to come on. He said yes. I think we talked about this week. I'm not going to be out at Hallis Hall this week, the way things have worked out with the schedule. So we will get that done next week. Weeder and I for Take the North. He said we can hang out around his locker. I promise you we'll bring that to you. And you know, when it's Weedsy and I with DJ Moore, at the very least, you will be entertained by it, I think. Here's another good text here. It's Caleb Williams' fault, not Ben Johnson, that DJ Moore isn't getting the targets. I leave the possibility open for that, and maybe that texter is right, that there might be. I mean, it felt like that to me, that at times there has been a chemistry issue on the field with Caleb Williams and DJ Moore, but that's just part of the, I think that's just the part of the development of Caleb Williams, seeing the whole field.
It's undeniable. I think we can all see it on the field, post-touchdown or post-completion, whether DJ's not getting the rock and how he feels. And it's understandable, but you work through that, right? Because the pass, like the 46-yarder to end the game against the Packers, that's what creates that confidence. That's what creates that continuity. That's what allows there to be moments where Caleb says, oh, I'm going to throw it to DJ because he already came through for me. And Caleb just needed a couple more of those, right? And I think, when you're hearing Caleb and DJ talk about each other, they praise one another. And that, to me, is the telltale sign that, you know, it is not a relationship that cannot be repaired. It is one that is blossoming into what it needs to be. And I think, like you heard Pat Manley talk about it, DJ Moore understands what it means to be a Bear. He is embracing the idea of being a Bear. Caleb Williams has done that since the day he got here, with the claw, with Bears after every post game. So there is a common ground for them. It's about getting to that place together, and I think they're closer now than they ever have been.
Yeah, and maybe it's happening. Maybe
I love it.
This whole season.
A bromance in real time?
I mean, maybe.
They're no Gabe and Grody, but they're.
No, that's true. I just need them to be good on the field. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care about anything else with those two. And I can tell you, like, there's no strain. Their lockers are very close to each other.
Right.
They're friends, they're buds, all that kind of stuff. And maybe with so much stuff this year for the Bears, one of the treats of this is this. What really is unique about this Bears season is to see development and improvement in real time, like right before our eyes. And maybe DJ Moore is just the latest in this litany of things that the Bears have gotten better at as the season's offensive line has led to the running backs, the running game being better.
That's a great point. That's
right?
A great point.
Just like
it's continuing on to the passing game ultimately, right? And I wonder if it was a thing, Grody, where, you know, like, let's say if you and I are here and Odyssey gets bought by somebody else, right? We're the mainstays, right? So we're a little bit closer because we're dealing with a regime change. And so when new heads come in, you're wondering what's going on. Caleb and DJ have gone through that. And where Caleb was more in on Ben Johnson, let's say, from the beginning, right? Because they're a bit closer.
Yeah.
He's leader of that offense. Caleb Williams, or excuse me, DJ Moore might be a bit hesitant. But now when he sees the fruit in the pasture and he says, oh, wait. Now the common. I'm just trying to. Hey, I'm speculating about how the bromance is blossoming. But,
yeah,
you know.
Hey,
I love it.
I hope that that's what we're seeing, and maybe that is the case. And then this is it. They will blast off from here, and the money that was spent on DJ Moore, 48 or what is the contract for DJ? Oh yeah.
While you're saying that, the other thing too.
Oh yeah, four years, $110 million in 2020.
I was gonna. I had a line for you.
I almost had to go to, but I didn't, because I knew I had it, and my eyes finally centered upon it. I have tried to say too many words, so I will now take the break when I should have taken the break 30 seconds ago. Oh, what could have been. There's a Golden Tate talking about the Bears. Let's hear what he has to say next on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you. at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Listen to Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
I'm thinking I'm the best coach in America.
Okay. Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on the score. Gabe Ramirez is in.
I'm the greatest fill-in in America.
Yeah, you are.
Like Ben Johnson.
I do love the bravado. You got to like what he has brought. Personality goes a long way in the city of Chicago.
You get to be around Caleb Williams all the time. When you see him, hear him at the podium, and he's saying things like, I make that throw, and I do that, and they left too much time on the clock. How does that make you feel?
Well, it makes me feel like this guy, like no matter what has happened to Caleb Williams in his short NFL career so far, his confidence has not been tainted in the least, that this is a supremely confident man who is not afraid to casually reference Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant in the same sentence as himself. And like sometimes when I first heard that, I was like, okay, hold your horses right there to do that. But you want your quarterback to have that friend. And he does have that ability.
Yeah.
He does have that ability. Are those the real heights that we should be talking about? Not yet, but the mentality I'm okay with.
Think back to 11-year-old Grody that's catching the Metro to Cubs game.
Heck yeah, man.
And if that NFL season, he saw his quarterback have six come from behind victories, he would be Michael Jordan, my friend,
right,
to that 11-year-old.
Yeah, you're right. My undeveloped brain.
Nah, I can make any throw.
I can make any throw.
No, you're right. Like I,
so
get,
I all that yeah. to say, there is a group of people that feel that way about Caleb Williams because that's all they know of him and his beardom.
You're right. And not just children. There are adults. And when they see the highlights and they see the – they should be like, wow. And I – like it's easy to discount national perspective on players, but sometimes the national perspective gives the local perspective – perspective. did that make sense?
I know it does. As a Bears fan, yes.
It does. I think it does because sometimes we miss that part that, or we don't give enough, as much as we've given, credit to what he has done in the fourth quarter and the individual throws that he has made, some of which we've never seen similar to from a Bears quarterback. You know, Jay Cutler made some wicked, wicked throws. For sure, as in a good way.
Sure.
But there are things that Caleb has done that I don't even think that Jay Cutler would have been capable of, and they did have similar arm strength or talent, but there's something different about Caleb.
Yeah, 23,000 yards for Jay Cutler. Obviously, Caleb has some time or some yards to go, but you love seeing the development in real time. I mean, what he's been able to do from the beginning of the season to right now, you know, you just – I think in the beginning of the season for me, when I was watching Caleb Williams draw back and throw, I would wince. I'd be like,
yeah, what's going to happen?
What's going to happen?
Who's he going to overthrow
I'm not
this
sure.
time?
Yeah. Even like the fastball on a screen pass, I'm like, ah.
Yeah.
And now I'm not doing that in the last couple. It's more like,
Maybe.
Hold on.
Yeah. Maybe.
That's the biggest difference.
It's gone to maybe.
I love that.
Maybe. Yeah. No, I'm with you.
As a Bears fan, I do not need Caleb Williams to be a top five quarterback in the present. Just be a top 10, hovering around the 10.
Yeah.
And if you can be that right now, that's good for me.
Right. And next 5 to 7 years, too.
If you can creep into that place, that'd be amazing.
A Golden Tate played his college football. A lot of people know that name around here for the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Shout out to Chris Emma, who will join us at 125 from Hallis Hall. He is all about the Fighting Irish, and I look up to him when it comes to the Fighting Irish. I'm one of his students. I am. I like to follow the Irish as well. But Golden Tate also played for the Detroit Lions at one point in his career. He's got no love for the Chicago Bears, but it does seem that he's got some love for Caleb Williams. Check this out.
I think the Bears are set up. They're building something that's really special. First off, now we can get off of Caleb's tale about he's not this, he's not that. That's one thing we know for sure, that Caleb is a gritty quarterback. He finds a way. I love, first off, I'm jealous and angry that Ben Johnson went over there to Chicago. But we know Ben Johnson and quarterbacks, they thought they were going to send Jared Goff over to Detroit to die. And here comes Jared Goff as one of the best quarterbacks in the league, because a large part of being with Ben Johnson. Now, history is repeating itself. You got Caleb Williams, who has all of this upside. His ceiling is through the roof.
Yes.
And this guy, his mentality is what probably sticks out the most. Like, you just know, like, give me the ball, fourth quarter, just give us a chance, and we're going to find some. We're going to make it happen some way. I don't know. It's not going to be picture perfect. We're going to have, you know, some things are going to happen, but we are going to be resilient. And that's what he keeps doing with his legs, with his arm. And then you got Ben Johnson over there, who's just a magician when it comes to play calling. It's just, it's set up so nice for the Windy City. And it really pisses me off because it could have been avoided if Ben Johnson goes anywhere else.
I like how he gently gives us our nice nickname, the Windy City, and I hate them. I hate their windy. Golden Tate on Up and Abs. No, I like Golden Tate. And the ceiling through the roof.
I'm trying to visualize that. His ceiling is through the roof.
Or the roof, however you would
He's
like.
He's breaking through the ceiling to another ceiling.
Yeah, there's another ceiling. There's another dimension that we're talking about here as we go to the Twilight Zone. But I like the Jared Goff reminder. You know, not that Jared Goff was a slouch. He was a
number one pick.
So to have refurbished him and reclaimed him
and
made him better. I know now he's an object. They put him better. He is a comfortable sofa now. they have taken care of that for Jared Goff. But now he's got a guy who, in theory, has better arm talent in Caleb Williams. So I'm glad that as many guys want to rip on Caleb Williams in a very uneducated sounding way sometimes. Like, I'm here for the critique. I still think there's a lot to be critiqued about Caleb Williams. They're just
we can all agree on that.
They're just giving incorrect critiques in a lot of cases. But I liked hearing that and this sort of coming up of Caleb Williams.
I wonder, you know me, I always like to put myself in people's shoes. I wonder which year was more frustrating for Ben Johnson? Year one of Jared Goff or year one of Caleb Williams?
Oh, wow. That's a great question. I would say...
Because there has been frustration from Ben Johnson this year.
So he's really trying to prove himself, Ben Johnson, as a coordinator with the Lions back then. So I bet it was that. Now he's got the big contract. He's got all the money. He's been given
like, Caleb,
all
I'll replace
the
you
time. Yeah.
I'll replace you if you don't
Right.
Do
it's not his guy, right? Like, it is his guy, not his guy, because he said it was his guy when he took the job. Like, part of why he wanted to come here is because of Caleb Williams, but really not his guy. You know what I mean?
So in his head, he's like, dude, I had Jared Goff running this offense. You're Caleb Williams. What's going on here?
Right. Exactly. And he still could. And we'll kick that question around. Hopefully we'll be talking about Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams for years and years to come. Coming up next, let's get deep with Caleb Williams with our guy, Tim Jenkins of Tim Jenkins Elite. He's the founder and CEO of Jenkins Elite. He is great talking about quarterbacks. He has reviewed the film of this past game, this heroic game against Green Bay. We will break down Caleb Williams' game next on Raheemy Harris and Grody with Gabe Ramirez on The Score.
The ceiling is the roof.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.